When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without going out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
And it is a cozy nighttime podcast this week.
Are you wearing your new shirt?
I'm wearing my new shirt that Gabby got me. It's a Disney Christmas shirt from Five Below.
I was getting Justin one because we're going to do a Disney day later in December, which I'm so excited for. I cannot wait to go walk into Magic Kingdom and have it all decked out for Christmas. But there's this super cute like Disney Christmas shirt from Five Below. So I was getting him one, and then Lexi was like, honestly, that's really cute. And then I was like, I don't feel like waiting in line twice, so I'll just get it for you. And also, $5. You literally cannot beat a nice shirt from Five Below. I did not know they had those.
Yeah, they have literally everything there. I'm telling you.
I feel like that would be $20 at least anywhere else.
Yeah, and it's really cute.
It's very cute.
I'm wearing it for the first time, and it matches my PJ pants absolutely perfectly.
Love that.
Yes. So we are doing a little festive episode. It is officially December, and you know, we've got Vlogmas up and rolling at this point. We're watching the holiday movies. We're fully decorated here in this moment, except the outside. We still have to do that. We're going to do that this weekend. But we figured, why not do like a fun holiday themed episode to get in the spirit?
Yeah. And we both wanted, honestly, like a lighthearted, fun episode, because this time of the year always gets pretty stressful, like right around Vlogmas, especially because I have to pre-film Vlogmas. And we'll get into this in like my life updates and everything. But I, after today, technically after tomorrow, I will not be home for like 13.
We've chosen very different Decembers. I have chosen the absolute opposite. I'm going nowhere for the entire month.
Few of these things were actually up to my discrepancy. So I'm just kind of rolling with the punches, but it's a lot. So I guess I'll just get into that. We just recorded our last podcast only a few days ago. So since then, I did wake up to snow in Erie, which was so fun. The last day I was there,
it was gone by the time I left.
It wasn't a ton.
It wasn't there, I mean.
But it was enough. Cloud got to see some snow. It just gave me like that winter feeling that I needed. And that's all that I needed, because I hate the cold weather. So besides snow, I was miserably cold that day. But at least Cloud got to see some snow. Had a nice, easy flight back. Honestly, the middle seat was open, which was great. Cloud knocked out the whole flight, so I knocked out the whole flight. I had my feet on the middle seat. It was all fun and dandy. Honestly, went by really fast. And then I got home, and then it's honestly just been crunch time trying to get everything done, because this weekend is LJ's first competition in Louisville, Kentucky at WSF. I did just find out, so it is currently Wednesday. I leave Friday, and I just found out that I don't have a flight yet.
What?
Yeah, it's not my responsibility, but there was miscommunication, but it's getting booked as we speak right now. So I will make it there. No worries, everyone. It's okay. But yeah, that sent me into a little bit of a spiral there for a minute. But we go to WSF this weekend, and then I fly out Friday. They compete Saturday, Sunday. Luckily, they compete decently early Sunday, because I have to fly back Sunday late night. Actually, Mom is meeting me in Kentucky, and we're both flying back together, which will be nice. And I'm flying back Sunday night, and then I leave Monday at like 1 p.m. Actually, I think before that, I think I have to be on the ship at 1 p.m. for a cruise all week, Monday to Friday, which is a brand deal, which is absolutely insane. So I'm going on an MSC cruise out of Miami we go to Nassau for a night, and then we go to their private island in the Bahamas for two nights, which I'm so interested to know how that's going to work. I've never gone on a cruise that has two nights at the same port. So I don't know, do I eat dinner at the port? Do I eat dinner on the ship? What time do we have to be back on the ship? Is there a curfew? Do they care if you come back on the ship that night? I have no idea how that's going to work. So very interested to see how that is all going to go. But I had to pack for the cruise today. It's my only day that I can pack. And then tomorrow I have to pack for WSF because I literally have no time. I'll have a little bit of time Monday morning to just do last minute things. But then I'm on the ship from Monday to Friday. And then Friday we come back. Luckily we get off the ship super early at probably by 8 a.m. And then we'll be home. And then Friday we have to leave immediately. Luckily I don't think we have to get there early. I'm gonna have to come home fully repack for this. There's no way I can pack ahead of time for this trip. But and also Justin has been the most accommodating, helpful, just no complaints whatsoever about anything and everything, helping me with Vlogmas, just the crazy schedule. He just offered to, so when I get back that weekend, I have another competition for senior two in Tampa, and I was originally honestly going to try to book a flight because I was I am going to be go from Friday to Friday. The last thing I'm going to want to do is drive myself 4 hours. I think it's even more than 4 hours, honestly, to Tampa.
It takes that long?
From here, yeah. Let me see. Right now, there should be no traffic. So let's
see. It's only 2 hours from my house. I wish you had time to
stop halfway.
Yeah, but
I think it's exactly, I think you are halfway, though. So I think it's exactly a little over 2 hours to you and then 2 hours there. Yeah, 4 hours and 3 minutes right now. So he offered to just come with me for the weekend. He's never been to Tampa, so we're just going to try to make a weekend out of it. I only have one team, so I should have a lot of downtime, honestly. But he has just been phenomenal with everything because I have been running around with a chicken with my head cut off, and he has just been helping me in any way, shape, or form that he can. Literally has not complained whatsoever, especially because one thing that we did do yesterday, which you guys will have to act surprised when the Vlogmas video comes out because it's not coming out for a few days. You guys are just getting secret information. But we went to JCPenney to do a little studio shoot. Originally, I wanted to do a funny, awkward, vintage 90s photo shoot. But honestly, I've been seeing that so much this year out of nowhere. So we kind of strayed away from that. We did two outfit changes. We did a Christmas sweater photo shoot where Cloud also had a matching Christmas sweater. And then we Christmas did my 3-year-old self was coming out. We did a Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, and reindeer photo shoot, and Cloud is cracking me up in them. But Justin was just down hilarious. For whatever. Did not even hesitate or complain once about me making him wear a full Santa jacket and Santa hat and doing this photo shoot. And honestly, we had so much fun with it. I will say, however, these things are kind of pricey. Luckily, we still got a ton of Black Friday deals, so we ended up saving so much money. But I was all in for it, though. I wanted to just go all out because we never do something like this. I made full-on Christmas cards that we're going to send to our family. It was cheaper for me to get a membership, whatever that means, than to pay just because it's $15 per person just for the photo shoot, and they consider Cloud a person. So it saved me money to get a membership. And now because I have a membership, I get free studio shoots for the next 2 years. So us at JCPenney. You still have to pay for the pictures, but I don't have to pay for the actual session. So catch us at JCPenney just for the heck of it in the next 2 years whenever we want to go.
We should do themed sister ones like we did when we were little.
Oh my God, we should remake them with the cowboy hat and the little rocking chair.
That would be so funny.
We used to do those. What was the photo studio called in the corner spot in the mall?
Picture people.
Yes. It did not matter what holiday, what scenario, we were at Picture People. And we were always getting sister pictures done. And we would always get that picture made into a tie. And my dad would wear that tie on the first day of school every single year. That was a Fuller family must. And we have some of the funniest pictures, honestly. Maybe we'll try to put, I think I have some on my phone. We'll try to post some on the podcast Instagram if we remember. But we used to go, we had a baseball themed shoot. We had a Western themed shoot. A pajama party, sleepover themed shoot. We went crazy. Mom and dad might have to send us some pictures. I know they're all over dad's house, but I think I have some on my phone. Anyway, we did that. We had a blast. I don't know when the Christmas card should be in the next few days. So I'll have to show you guys those when they come in, but it was a lot of fun. Other than that though, it has just been, I've been in full packing mode today. I need to pack tomorrow. And then we go nonstop for the next, like, week and a half. Then I'll finally be home for, like, I think pretty much 2 weeks, which will be nice.
Okay. Well, since the last time I talked to you guys, I had quite the fiasco getting home, let me tell you. So I got to the airport. Gabby and my mom dropped me off. And the same bag that I flew there with, the only thing that was different was this little tiny t-shirt was in it, and that was not there before. So it was the same bag. I had absolutely no issues whatsoever. If you know, I flew Allegiant.
Allegiant, I feel like, is the worst, too.
You only get a personal item for free. However, a backpack fits under the seat. It's a personal item. Like, I've never had an issue. So I go, and the check-in line's really long, but, like, I had already checked in, and since I'm not checking a bag, I was just, like, I went right into security, and this man stopped in front of security, like, put his body there, and he's like, ma'am, no, that bag is not a personal item. You need to go to the front. He's like, I need to see your boarding pass. So I show him my boarding pass. He's like, nope, you gotta go in that line, and you gotta, nope, not a personal item. And I was like, it is a personal item. I brought it on the way down. It fit under the seat, like, I'm not trying to pull a fast one on you here. Like, I was by myself, too. And this guy was so rude. He was like, nope, go over there. So I go up to the front, and the guy at the front's like, I don't really understand what the problem is. He's like, and to my knowledge, it sounds like he wants you to check it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not checking it. Like, it has my laptop in it, my book, my, like, but meds, also, like everything.
A carry-on would have been the first option.
No, for sure. But the guy was like, no, he wants you to check it. And I was like, okay, this is making no sense to me whatsoever. Then I go back to the other guy, and he's like, nope. And he has me put it against this 2D sign. Like, it is a two-dimensional sign with a blue rectangle and an orange rectangle. The blue rectangle is for personal item. The orange rectangle is carry-on. Mind you, my bag is up against this, and it is, what do you think, like an inch? Not even an inch. A couple centimeters outside the blue rectangle, and I mean, this man is like, nope.
It is slightly outside of it. But, like, it would fit under the seat just fine.
Exactly. It's a two-dimensional sign that doesn't account for the fact that it's a squishy backpack. Like, it's going to fit under the seat. And he was just not having it. So I called mom, and I was like, you know what? Like, and you know when you're just, like, tired, you don't want to go home, you have the Sunday scaries, like, it was late, I had work the next day. Like, I was just, like, I had had enough. So I, like, called my mom, and I was like, how far are you? Like, can you please just, like, come get a packing cube? So I literally took a whole packing cube out.
Well, luckily, we missed the exit of the airport, so we did have to do a wraparound. So we were literally 2 minutes away. Like, we did not make it far.
So, yeah, she came back, and she came inside. And, of course, the guy, like, got a little bit nicer when she came inside. And I was like, this is just, like, not the vibes I'm trying to have right now. Like, just not in the mood. Then he's like, oh, well, you could have just, all I wanted you to do was go up to the front and get a thing that says, like, this wasn't checked at the front, and you didn't even have to take that out. I was like, no, 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 that is not what you said, just because my mom's now standing here. Like, I think they just try and pull a fast one on you and think that you're just going to pay. And I don't know, I was just so irritated. So I just, like, handed her a packing cube. She's coming down in a couple weeks. I was like, it's fine. It is what it is. And so then I go in, I'm like all upset and just like frustrated. I'm hungry, and I was flying out of the Niagara Falls airport, which has just like one gate and like one little food place. The Bills game was on, so like I was trying to watch that. Everybody was trying to watch that. I accidentally wore all green, and they were playing the Eagles, which is green, and I felt stupid. Everyone else is in Bills clothes, and I'm in green at the Niagara Falls airport, like watching the Bills game.
Did you get to watch the second, like the end of that game?
No, I only watched the first half because I was on the plane.
No, I know, but, like, after the fact, or did Sean fill you
in? No.
Oh.
Well, yes. I mean, I heard. I just didn't watch. And so I get there, and they have, like, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get, like, a little glass of wine while I wait for my flight and, like, some food. Well, the food options were very slim. It was, like, a bagel, a piece of pizza, or mac and cheese bites. So I was like, okay, I'll get mac and cheese bites. They were not that great. But then also, I was like, oh, a little wine. She's like, oh, we're out of that. I'm like, okay, I'll just take a Miller Lite for dinner, and I'll call it a day. So I got a beer. I sat with my mac and cheese bites, watched the first half of the Bills game, and then finally got on the flight. The people next to me were nice, but the woman next to me did kind of smell like salami.
Interesting. Very specific.
And she was a two-armrest gal, where she used both of the middle armrests. So I felt a little bit cramped. But it is what it is. I just read my book and listened to my Christmas instrumentals playlist while I read. I'm still reading Iron Flame, the Fourth Wing sequel. I'm like forcing myself not to read it all at once. So I like am taking breaks and I haven't read it in like, honestly, since the plane ride. So yeah, that was my trip home. I finally got home. This week at work has been chill. We have interviews already tomorrow. Isn't that insane that like we're interviewing the new residents? I feel like I just interviewed myself.
Well, I feel like you just did that last year.
Well, yeah, it was this time last year.
No, but what happens every year. I'm saying like for last year, I feel like that just happened.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. So we have that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I wanted to share some highlights from the Spotify Wrapped for our podcast. This is the first time Gabby's going to hear these stats as well. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So outgoing without going out, we are a top five podcast for 2,144 of you. So we were in your top five. Our podcast was rated 4.9 out of 5 stars. So thank you guys so much for that review. We have the most new listeners from Norway, Germany, New Zealand, Brazil, and Italy. So that's so super fun. Cool.
Norway. Ugh, you guys have been on my For You page on TikTok nonstop, and you look like, well, where you live looks absolutely beautiful. And I want to come. So I'm kind of jealous.
So we were streamed in a total of 72 countries. Obviously, US was our top country because that is where we live. But 72 different countries. That's so cool.
It's pretty cool.
The episode that brought in the most new listeners was our episode with Anna Hyde, all about nursing, NYC, social media, and balancing it all. And of course, one of our top episodes of the season was Spilling the Cheer Tea, where Gabby talked about worlds. People always love the tea.
Always.
62% of our listeners discovered us in the year 2023.
Wow. How insane is that? We have a lot of new listeners.
Yeah. And we don't shut up because we talked a total of 1.8K minutes.
Well, that's what you guys are here for.
So, yeah, I thought those were just so fun. So thank you guys. And we love that you all shared your Spotify Wrapped with us. I reposted a bunch on the podcast Instagram. But
I love
my Spotify Wrapped itself is dumb because I don't really listen to music in the car or anything.
Just the most basic. Actually, I have the most underground listeners. I don't know if you've heard of them. I think my top five were Olivia Rodrigo, Adele,
Rihanna,
Justin Bieber, and I think Chris Brown.
Wow, you're so unique.
I know.
Yeah, but I just had ramen noodles for dinner, and I made two packets, but with one packet worth of water on the stove, so it was extra noodly and not as brothy, and only like one packet of the seasoning because it can just be too much sometimes, but that was delish. I went in the hot tub as soon as I got home from work for my neck. That was amazing. And the Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony is on at 8 o'clock tonight, so if you need something to watch, Gab, they are like having music performances and lighting the tree.
I am making
peacock
parmesan crusted chicken with couscous, garlic butter couscous, and broccoli tonight. I'm actually very excited. I haven't had couscous in so long, and it sounds so good. Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really found anything new to be watching after we finished Suits. We've just been kind of watching like Christmas movies. Last night I was watching Dancing with the Stars. So I don't really know what we're going to watch tonight. I don't know if the Rockefeller tree lighting is entertaining.
I've never watched it, yeah, but I put it in my calendar to watch because I thought it would be festive. So we'll give it a shot.
Okay.
What's your favorite this week?
My favorite is Publix Sushi, and specifically on Wednesdays because they have $5 Sushi Wednesday. So
is it $5? Or I thought it was half off. It's $5? It's even better.
Yeah. So I just grabbed like a basic one today, which obviously is just like a California roll with cream cheese. That's just always my go-to anywhere. And then I customized one for Justin because they didn't have any shrimp. They only had crab and salmon out, which was odd because I feel like they always have a shrimp one. Granted, the one I customized, the guy made it like right then and there, so it wasn't $5, but it was so good. It's shrimp tempura with avocado and cream cheese with the tempura flakes on top and then spicy mayo on top and one more sauce. And it tasted like actual gourmet sushi. Like, it was phenomenal. So...
I usually get the veggie, but I feel like whenever I go, especially if it's a Wednesday, like there's no veggie sushi. And I mean,
well, they can
if
make
you
it.
Ask them to make it, it's still $5 just
I think so. Custom. I think his was just like a custom roll, so that's why it wasn't. Because okay. It's not like a typical one they put out. But I believe if you still ask them to make it, it would be $5.
Okay. Interesting. My favorite is my new gel nail like steamer remover. It's this little device that you put like a little bit of acetone in the bowl and it steams it. And you put your fingers like this in this like silicone thing and it like steams off the adhesive under your gel. So you can just peel it right off and it doesn't damage your nails. And for me, that is so cool. So love that. It's from Madame Glam is the brand. But yeah, I thought that was really neat.
I did get my nails done today.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was kind of disappointed. I was underwhelmed. No, well,
okay, but here's the thing. I have so many things happening right now that like I'm going to have to get them redone again before the holidays. So wouldn't it make sense to get holiday nails? Also, nothing I'm bringing for the cruise is going to be holiday-ish colors. So like there was no way around it. So I just had to go simple.
Nah, well, you could have done like snowflakes or something still.
I'm going on a cruise in the Caribbean. I'm not like, that's it's what I'm saying. I'm going to get another... But I'm going to get another round of holiday nails for like Christmas and New Year's Eve. So I feel like that will be more themed.
Whatever, whatever. All right, you guys. So let's hop in to the Christmassy quizzes and things like that. We have a bunch of this or that. And then I have like a trivia quiz thing that we're going to do. So the first one is just Christmas favorites. Christmas away or Christmas at home?
In this current moment, Christmas away, but I cannot wait until I can have Christmas at home.
Yeah, I feel you. Christmas at home for me because I like my home. Real tree or fake tree?
Artificial tree. I have PTSD.
So, yeah. So if you guys don't know, I feel like we've told this story a million times that we got a real tree 1 year and Gabby was sleeping on the couch and it fell
over in the middle of the night and water got all over me.
I love the idea of a real tree, but practicality wise, an artificial tree is just so much easier. All right. All I Want for Christmas Is You or Last Christmas for Christmas music?
Mariah Carey all the time.
Last Christmas for me.
Really?
I love that song. Yeah.
I do too. We actually listened to it today. Fun fact.
I'm not really sure what the next one. It says gifts or food.
Both?
Yeah, I don't
like those don't really compare.
I guess I would say the food. Decorating the tree or wrapping gifts. So I want to say wrapping gifts, but I'm not good at it.
See, that's the thing, decorating the tree stresses me out because I feel like it's very hard to make it look like perfect and I don't like that.
See, my OCD loves that. Good.
So wrapping presents I'm actually very, very good at, so I really enjoy that.
I'm better at decorating the tree, so I would say that. Mulled wine or hot chocolate? Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, definitely.
I like wine, but mulled wine is not my absolute favorite. Christmas dinner or leftovers?
I want to say Christmas dinner, but we don't really do a strict... Like, I guess we have ham. No. But we really don't have... We don't it's really not like Thanksgiving where we do the same thing every time.
I feel like for Christmas, we like to pick. We do charcuteries and appetizers.
More appetizers,
food.
Honestly.
Elf or Home Alone?
Elf.
Elf, but I do love Home Alone. Christmas sweater or Christmas PJs? Christmas PJs.
Christmas PJs, for sure.
For sure. I literally wear them all year round. Playing games or watching movies?
Watching movies. Is that like just when you're all together for Christmas? We do play a lot of games, though. See, for the Christmas season... Watching movies. I love Christmas movies. There's no like Christmas games. But if you're talking just what are you doing when you're all together on Christmas, it would be playing games, I feel like.
This next one, I have a debacle with this. The Night Before Christmas or How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
100%. So. To me, The Night Before Christmas. I was thinking Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween movie to me, not a Christmas movie. The Night Before Christmas is. But either way, The Grinch. Okay, do you want to read the next ones? Choose your perfect Christmas day.
All right, Christmas day lion or early rise for presents?
Lion.
Yeah, now lion. Actually, I don't even know if we were ever like a wake up early, run to the parents, honestly, like, I hope my kids are like that. I would love to just wake up Christmas morning, my kids are like in the bed jumping like, it's Christmas, we'll open the presents kind of thing. But I don't think we ever really got up early to do presents. We just whenever everyone was up. Yeah,
we stayed up late as kids. Hosting Christmas or visiting others? Hosting.
Visiting right now, but I would love to host.
Christmas with family or Christmas with friends? Family. We don't have friends. Yeah. No, we have a couple friends, but family for
always
sure.
Family.
Dress up for Christmas or PJs all day?
PJs all day PJs until all day. Maybe around dinner, and then we'll get dressed up for a picture and then probably put the PJs back on.
PJs all day. Open gifts one by one or open gifts at the same time? Oh, wait, you're supposed to be doing these. Why am I reading them again?
honestly, maybe somewhere one in the by middle. One. Sometimes one by one is so awkward, though. And then you don't have an even amount, and then you get 3 years, and you're just sitting there like...
True. True. I guess that's all I know is one by one. We've never done them at the same time.
So, like, maybe somewhere in the middle. Like, not chaotic, everyone open everything at the same time, but not necessarily like, okay, Lexi's turn. Okay, Gabby's turn kind of thing, you know? Presents before dinner, presents after dinner. Presents before breakfast. Presents as soon as you wake up.
Yeah, presents in the morning.
Go out for dinner, dinner cooked at home. Definitely dinner at home.
Yes.
Traditional Christmas dinner or whatever takes our fancy. I do feel
I guess
like a ham. A
whatever takes your fancy kind of
Yeah, but
of
I
family.
Feel like ham is kind of traditional Christmas dinner.
For us, so, I mean, I guess, like, back in the day, it was always ham and cheesy scallop potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it will probably be that again.
I feel like all I remember last year was that we did really good appetizers. Like, they were so good.
Yeah, but
good.
I still think we had ham.
We probably did.
But our family makes it very probably so unhealthy, but we, I was going to say bathe. I guess the word would be, like, marinate our ham in root beer. It's like our...
With brown sugar.
Our aunt's specialty, and it is phenomenal. So we do that every year. What are some of these next ones? Well, do you eat your dinner before the Queen's speech or after the Queen's speech?
This is obviously a British one, Gabby. We are in the U.S. We don't have a Queen's speech. Christmas Day TV and movies or games? We kind of already answered that one. Everyone stays over or peace and quiet overnight.
Everyone
peace and quiet overnight.
Definitely yeah. Peace and quiet. Okay, now this one's fun since you took over half of mine. Christmas, yeah. This or that movies. These might be hard, but also I don't know if I've seen all of these. Love Actually or The Holiday. I actually downloaded Love Actually to watch on the plane ride home, and I fell asleep the whole time. So I don't think I've ever actually seen it. So I'm going to go Holiday. I do actually really like The Holiday, though.
The Holiday, it's one of my faves. Love Actually is, like, it's good, but it's... I don't know, like, some of it's sad, and you know me, I don't like sad things. So The Holiday for sure.
The Grinch or Miracle on 34th Street? The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Polar Express or The Christmas Chronicles? Polar Express.
The Christmas Chronicles. Although, I do not like the Polar Express.
You always say that. We actually just watched it the other night. We only made it like halfway through. Maybe we'll finish that today. But why didn't they just make it live action? Why did they kind of make it creepy? And also, why haven't they come out with a live action one? Because I think you would like it then. I think you just don't like the creepy characters.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't really like anything about it. So I think the live action, like with real people, might be good. But
I don't know why they haven't done that yet.
Maybe because it's such a classic and a cult favorite for a lot of people that they just don't want to ruin it.
Some of these next ones. Have you seen Scrooge or It's a Wonderful Life? I mean, I've definitely seen Scrooge before.
Yes.
So
I've seen both, but not enough to make a decision.
And same with Bad Santa or Die Hard.
Die Hard.
I think I've seen
that's
them,
Sean's, like, one of Sean's favorite movies, so we've seen it a bunch.
Elf or Home Alone? Definitely Elf. We already went over
that one. We answered
that
one already.
Bad Moms Christmas or National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Definitely Bad Moms
Christmas.
Bad
Moms
Christmas. We watched that like 4 times when it first came out.
I saw it in theaters. I'm not kidding. 4 times. The next one I think is easy as well.
Oh, I thought you were reading it. The Santa Claus or Jingle All the Way? Definitely the Santa Claus movies.
The Santa Claus, yeah.
You know what? I haven't seen it forever that I was just asking Justin if he saw, but I couldn't remember enough of it to know if he did see it or not. The Jack Frost movies.
Mm-hmm. There's only one.
Okay, so just one. Was it a Disney movie?
Jack Frost. It's on... Please hold, because I made a guide for all Christmas movies.
That, and then tell me where I can find A Year Without a Santa Claus.
Jack Frost is on HBO Max. A Year Without a Santa Claus, you're probably going to have to stream.
Really? Okay. Justin thinks it sounds familiar, but he does not know, like, the Heat Miser, Snow Miser songs, so...
We grew up on all of those ones, like Rudolph, Year Without a Santa Claus, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, like those like claymation ones.
Mm-hmm. Those were a
okay, the last one favorite. On here, The Happiest Season or Last Christmas. I haven't seen Last Christmas. Recent.
Yeah, The Happiest Season was good.
But I do like The Happiest Season. I want to see Last Christmas. It's what's her name's in it? I don't know. Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
Oh, I still don't know who that is, so that didn't help.
I can't think of her name, but... Yeah, I want to see that one. So at some point, I need to watch that. All right. Now we've got Showbiz Showdown. Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé?
Okay, see, I would have to go with Michael Bublé because he has more hits.
Michael Bublé for sure. Cameron Diaz's Mansion or Kate Winslet's Cottage from The Holiday? The Cottage, yeah, for sure.
Because I don't even remember what the mansion was like, but I remember, yeah, the cottage is more so cozy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, or it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, I think.
I agree.
But Michael Bublé's version. Kevin McAllister or Susan Walker? Who's Susan Walker? Okay, I looked it up. Susan Walker's from Miracle on 34th Street, which I really don't think I've ever seen it, or just maybe since when I was a kid.
Matilda's in it.
Is that a good one? Should I watch that? Because I really don't think I know what that movie is.
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time.
But Kevin McAllister, I'd have to go.
Okay. Next, do you want to read the decorating the house ones? We're going to have a lot of differences here, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll have some.
Elegant design or free-for-all? Elegant design.
I love a free-for-all.
However, if you would look at the pillows on my couch, they're definitely a free-for-all, yes, and they don't match the aesthetic. Justin's more of a free-for-all guy. Well, no, he's down for an aesthetic, but he just likes hints of, like, for instance, the pillows are very Grinch and very, like, out there. He likes just, like, a little bit tacky, where I like more classy.
So understated or Christmas crazy, you would say understated, and I would say Christmas crazy.
Well, I want it to be Christmas crazy in here, but, like...
No, you want it to be not like the
Winter, like, Wonderland
matching colors, yeah, aesthetically. I just want it all.
So color coordinated or all the colors? Mine would be color coordinated.
All the colors. I've got all the colors.
Wreath or garland? I don't have a front door, so like it's going to be garland both for me, but.
I have a wreath on our wall right now.
Well, actually, I put all the wreaths on our kitchen cabinets and it looks really good.
Colored lights or plain yellow or white lights?
Plain yellow lights.
I like both. We have one tree with plain yellow white lights and one with colored lights. Well, the other one changes, but I usually keep it on the colored lights setting. Also, can I just say, getting a timer for my Christmas lights to all be connected to and having it automatically come on at like 5:36 when it gets dark and then shut off after I'm asleep is like the greatest thing I've ever done.
See, I have my tree on all day. The second I wake up, that's the first thing I do is we have ours hooked up to our Alexa. So don't want to send yours off if you guys are listening in the house. So
I just have a timer. Turn
that baby on
thing
right away. Just lights outside or all the decorations? Again, I don't all have an outside, but I would be just a few decorations with lots of lights, I think, outside. I don't know if I'm going to be a blow up. Well, here's the thing. We've already discussed that Justin's going to be in charge of the outdoor decorations, and I think he's going to be a big blow-up guy, where I'm going to be more in charge of the inside decorations. So I guess
as someone who recently went through the inflatable Halloween decor thing, just make sure you have really good yard stakes, because that was the biggest pain in the butt. We had to like re-put it in the yard every single day, and it would blow all over the place. So for us, for Christmas, we have a projector with like Grinch style lights, and we're gonna do Christmas lights, and that's about it. So new decorations each year or a tree full of memories?
So when I have a house, I want two trees. I want one to be like a pretty aesthetic tree, and then I want one to be like more of the like nostalgic, homemade, meaningful kind of ornaments. So a little bit of both.
Angel topper, star topper, or bow topper?
Star topper.
We have one star and one bow. Decorate to a theme or a hodgepodge of decorations on the tree.
Definitely a theme.
Hodgepodge. We have a hodgepodge and I love it. A tree basket or a tree skirt?
A tree skirt, because here's the thing. All these aesthetic tree colors that y'all are getting on TikTok, where the presents look so good when they're like directly under the tree. You can't do that with a collar.
We have to do a skirt because Rita loves to sleep under the trees, and that would be so sad if she couldn't. Okay, I feel like we should switch gears and do the trivia for a little bit, and we can go back because we have more this or that, but I feel like
let's 61. Do the little... 61 questions.
Well, we don't have to do all 61. Okay, Gabby, what is eggnog?
You know, I feel like it's just...
Think about it. Before looking up the answer, like, what do you think is in eggnog?
Like milk and some form of eggs.
Okay. So it says, the historians believe eggnog began as a drink made during the Middle Ages with hot milk that was curdled with ale or wine and then sweetened and spiced. So... it's kind of gross. It's like raw eggs, milk, sugar. Isn't there some sort of alcohol in eggnog? Or am I making that up?
No, just a lot of people make alcoholic drinks with eggnog.
Why did I think it was alcoholic? I don't know why I thought that. I don't like it at all. But to each their own. This is kind of a dumb one. It says, where is the North Pole?
Like, directly on the north of, like, if you're looking at a globe. Yeah.
Like, where the top all the longitudinal lines meet on the top. Yeah. How long ago did the Rockefeller Center tree start?
I have no idea. 19... When do we think? 67.
1931, workers at the center pulled their money to buy a 20-foot balsam fir that they decorated handmade with garlands by their families. That's so cute. The largest tree in history was 1999. We can skip the next one since you've never seen Miracle on 34th Street.
I haven't.
Okay, ask me the next one because I'm curious on this and I haven't checked the answer.
How many people buy gifts online versus in person these days?
I'm going to say at least 75% are buying them online.
So 93% will buy at least some gifts online. 41% plan to buy almost half of them online. And 6% plan to buy all gifts online.
That is quite the range.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I do think, obviously, like, people will buy something online, I feel like, for the most part. But I honestly expected more than 41% to buy half. What video game console has sold the most units for Christmas?
Some sort of PlayStation.
The PlayStation 2 is the best-selling video game console of all time. Wow. Followed by Nintendo DS, Nintendo Switch, and Game Boy. Honestly, I would have thought Game Boy would be higher than the Switch just because it's
older.
Like, if the PlayStation 2 was the best-selling, like, Game Boy, I feel like, would be similar to that time period, you know?
Mm-hmm. How did the tradition of hanging stockings on the fireplace start?
I have literally no idea.
This says, according to tradition, a recently widowed father of three girls was having a tough time making ends meet when St. Nicholas was wandering through the village and heard about the family. He wanted to help but knew they wouldn't accept charity, so he slid down their chimney one night and filled the girls' recently laundered stockings that were drying by the fire with gold coins.
Cute.
Super cute.
Very, very cute. Are Santa's reindeer male or female?
Well, okay, so I kept scrolling, so I just read the answer. Did you read it yet?
Yeah, I did, because I was shocked. Asking you. So, they're both female, male and female have antlers, but males shed their antlers before winter begins, so Santa's reindeer must all be female. I feel like history has rewrote that.
If we just had to go based off names, I would say...
Okay, Vixen would be a woman.
Vixen.
In my opinion. She seems sassy.
Cupid. Maybe like Dasher. Or do you think Dancer?
Dasher kind of slays. Dancer's not one. It's Prancer.
Dasher literally slays. Get it?
No, but Dasher's kind of a cute name.
It is. Dash. You know, anyways. Dasher and Dancer and Prancer.
Oh, I guess Dancer is one.
Yeah.
Comet is a boy in the Santa Claus.
Donner's definitely a boy. Blitzen's Donner. Definitely a boy.
Do you not know? Blitzen, another cute name. I'm going to start naming my kids after reindeer. Can you imagine I have a Dasher and a Blitzen?
It's kind of fun, honestly.
It's kind of fun. Oh, I was going to ask this one, but it's stupid. It says, what song tops Billboard's list of greatest of all-time holiday 100 songs? And it's obviously All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah.
Duh.
This is interesting. Who invented Christmas lights? Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, but the... wait, what? Oh, Edison's business partner, Edward Johnson, wired colored bulbs and wound them around his Christmas tree.
How long does it take for a tree to reach the average height for a Christmas tree?
Seven years.
It can take as few as four or as many as 15, but the average is seven.
You know how I know that? Because I was watching Zoe's Vlogmas, and she said that the Christmas tree farm told her it takes 7 years, so she wanted to grow her own. That's literally the only reason I know that.
Okay, what does the word Noel mean? I've honestly always wondered this.
Noel, Noel. I have no idea. I think it means, like, it's got to do with something with Jesus being born of some sort, right?
So Noel comes from an old French word, N-A-E-L. I don't know how you would pronounce that. Nail?
Nail.
That means of or born on Christmas, which evolved from the Latin natalis dies, meaning day of birth. It has traditionally been used as a name for babies born in the Christmas season.
Very, very interesting. And, I don't know. I feel like a lot of these other questions are kind of dumb. Oh, this is fun. What two things made red and green our popular Christmas colors?
Ooh, okay. I mean, what came first? I would say a Christmas tree would be green and then, like, Santa's suit would be red. But I don't know if it was that or, like, what is it? Was I right or no?
According to this... it was a Coca-Cola ad. It says, holly and Coca-Cola. While the tradition of red and green holly dates back to Roman winter solstice celebrations, the Coca-Cola company also played a role. The soda makers popularized the plump and jolly red suit-wearing Santa in an ad in 1931. Very interesting. I feel like that is not really accurate, but that's okay. Ooh, don't scroll. What percentage of Americans use a real tree and what percentage use a fake tree?
I'm going to go... I feel like it has to be almost 50-50. I feel like a lot of families get a real tree. I'm going to say 60 artificial, 40 real.
I'm shocked. It's 81% artificial, 19 real.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
It is. I thought more people did a real tree.
Oh, here you go. Do more Americans eat ham or turkey on Christmas?
Ham.
It says both.
Oh, well, that's boring.
So it's split down the middle, I guess.
Why is this a question? True or false, George Washington loved eggnog.
I don't know. Did he? How do we even know?
True. It's true.
Did he write about it? All right. Well, that was really fun. Do you like candy canes?
Yeah.
I don't.
I used to love getting them in class because that would keep me occupied for so long. I was not a biter. I would just sit and lick.
Oh, I just don't like them. I liked like the blueberry ones, but I don't like the minty ones.
Really?
Yeah. Never did.
Interesting.
Well, all right. Well, that was really fun, guys.
In the little holiday spirit. Maybe we can make our own this or that with some of these questions, like the most popular ones, and put it on our story for you guys to participate.
Yeah, play along.
And like repost and play along, yeah.
If we forget, send us a DM, as usual. We know our mom will, because she keeps us on our toes. But all right, you guys, I hope you're having a great week as you're listening to this and a great start of December. We love you all, and we'll see you next week on Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.